When teachers are first starting to implement an evidence-based practice, one of the things we find is that teachers have a lot of issues with doing it consistently across time. Often the fidelity rates are pretty high after initial training and then tend to sort of trail off across time. And there's a lot of very valid reasons for this. We're asking educators to do a lot of things at once. This is a new behavior, and implementing any new behavior is challenging. Add that with other competing demands for a teacher's time and attention, and we can see why it can be a real challenge to implement an evidence-based practice with fidelity. We know that a lot of teachers will struggle, not all teachers, but a lot of teachers will struggle and will need to go back and get some additional training or get some feedback on their implementation. And a lot of times that can really help increase those fidelity levels across time. And we know that with the right supports that educators really can implement most evidence-based practices with fidelity. Sometimes it requires ongoing coaching. Sometimes it requires seeing somebody else do it in their classroom, having somebody model it for them. They're a little unclear about what it really should look like. Sometimes it requires sitting down with another colleague and problem solving how they can make this practice fit into their particular classroom so that it fits in with all of the other competing demands that they have throughout the school day. So one of the things that we know about learning to implement a new intervention and doing it correctly is that training is essential. And we know that either professional development or other training opportunities that a teacher may have, they're often sort of one-shot trainings. And while that can provide a really great initial basis for an educator to implement a new practice, we know that that's not going to be enough. And I think it's really important to recognize that most educators will need ongoing training or support to be able to implement more challenging or complex interventions across time. That training can look really different. That training might be having ongoing meetings with or observations with a coach, an instructional coach, or a behavioral coach who's really looking at implementation and giving some constructive feedback to help that educator implement the evidence-based practice so it's its most effective. It could be groups of teachers working with one another to sort of check in on each other and see how they're doing and problem solve implementation. Sometimes it's a teacher, him or herself, teaching themselves how to implement an intervention and really having to be good at self-evaluating how well they're doing. We've worked with teachers who sort of find a new intervention, figure out what those steps are that they need to do, and even just create a checklist and try to sort of self-monitor how well they were able to do that across time and slowly try to increase their implementation and their consistency across time.